For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. All eyes are on Pimlico Racetrack in Baltimore this weekend for the Preakness, the second leg in horse racing's Triple Crown. There's only one horse that can win it this year, Always Dreaming, after he came from behind to win the Kentucky Derby 2 weeks ago. Few people watched that race more closely than did Erin Birkenhauer. The Warren County woman is a key employee of West Point Thoroughbreds, owned by her father, Terry Finley. The company is a minority owner of Always Dreaming. A film crew from America's Best Racing was in the owner's box at Churchill Downs on Derby Day with Erin, her dad, and the rest of the family to capture up close the cheering, the yelling, and the crying.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby. Always Dreaming's going out to the lead with State of Honor.
He's sitting pretty. He's sitting pretty. Oh, he's sitting. They're going to have a tough time with him.
As they turn for home, and it is Always Dreaming in front. They're coming to the line, and the dream comes true. Always Dreaming has won the Kentucky Derby.
I think it took me a couple seconds to really start to cry because I was just in shock, but my dad was super emotional. Probably the two times I've seen him emotional were at my wedding and at the Derby. I mean, he was actually on national television crying, but that's all right. If you win the Derby, what else are you supposed to do besides cry?
Erin's home in Alverton now, about 100 miles from Churchill Downs, on the five-acre farm she shares with her husband, Daniel. There are three dogs, six chickens, and one horse. She was so sure her dad would lose it if Always Dreaming won the Derby, she bet him $100 that he would cry. Now, 2 days after the race, he was getting ready to fly home to New Jersey, but Erin was on the phone, not letting him off the hook.
When are you going to give him $100?
Mom was doing most of the crying.
We're not talking about her. When are you going to give me my $100?
I know. I'll give it to you as soon as you show up to Baltimore.
Always Dreaming's already there in Baltimore. He left 2 days after the Derby to give him plenty of time to get adjusted to the track and to his famous Stall 40. That's the one reserved for Kentucky Derby winners. Secretariat and Seattle Slough were past occupants.
I think when you're the Derby winner, it's important to get there and get settled in because there's so much more hoopla around you and so much more action. At this point, it's not fitness. It's just keeping him happy, keeping him settled, and essentially, I'd love to put bubble wrap around him, keeping him happy and sound. That's all we need to do.
Keeping him and 60 other horses and 500 other owners in their company happy as well. It's a big job.
I serve as racing manager and director of communications, so I'm the liaison between our trainers and our clients. I mean, this job, no lie, it's a lot. Horses, we run a lot on weekends, so there's a lot of weekends. You know, I'm not complaining, but I've got to be glued to the computer or glued to the TV and sending emails and making sure people know what's going on.
Most of the people in Erin's position are men much older than the 29-year-old, but she's been with the company full-time for 7 years, ever since the summer after her junior year at the University of Kentucky, and she says she's more than earned her way.
You know, more and more young women like myself are making a name for themselves in the business. So people are starting to take notice, and I think it's getting easier and easier for women to, you know, get noticed and really have a career in this business. But there's no doubt it's tough.
But tough or not, Erin says she wouldn't trade it for the world.
You know, winning the Preakness is special, but it's not the Derby. And a lot of guys know that. So now that the Derby's over, a lot of people kind of take a deep breath and look toward the second half of the year. But not us. We're trying to win the Triple Crown.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran.